This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York with a question for you. Are you ready for facial recognition at the airport? Because it's ready for you, your face at least. Technology makes it so. Airlines and the TSA are starting to scan faces to get people through security and boarding faster. But what about your privacy? Looking into it after these tech headlines. We learned that before a giant data breach at Capital One, employees raised concerns within the company about what they saw as high turnover in its cybersecurity unit and about a failure to promptly install some software to help spot and defend against hacks. The hack was one of the largest in recent years. The journal reports that cyber employees were concerned as recently as this year that vulnerabilities in Capital One's firewalls weren't getting fixed fast enough. Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis has the story. Follow it at WSJ.com. Uber investors remain downbeat a week after the ride-hailing company reported a record loss. Shares have traded down every day since 2Q results. Uber stock is establishing new lows since it began trading in May. Shares are down to around $33.40 and are now 25% lower than the initial offer price. The holiday slate for major video game releases is looking less cutthroat this year than last. We learn that Electronic Arts' Star Wars Jedi and Take-Two Interactive's Borderlands 3, in particular, are likely to expand established player bases, while Activision Blizzard's Call of Duty Modern Warfare could draw in lapsed players with this year's addition of cross-play between the major consoles and the removal of the traditional season pass. The journal's Sarah Needleman has more at WSJ.com. Coming up, travelers are facing, a new reality. When your face becomes your ID and boarding pass at the airport, it's a thing. Are you ready? Facial recognition is scanning the faces of all walks of life at big airports in Europe, Asia, and the U.S., even as privacy concerns about technology continue to grow. JetBlue is doing it in New York, with Delta trying it out in Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Salt Lake City. The Wall Street Journal's Scott McCartney explains how it works.
In general, at the airport, it's simply replacing a process that you're already doing. Think of it as automating a manual process. So the photo, the airline takes the picture, airline system takes the picture, sends it to CBP. CBP compares it against all the other travelers on your flight. It's not compared against giant databases. They want it to be fast so they can get a response in less than 2 seconds. And they really don't need to compare you to the entire population, just to people on the flight to make sure that you are who you say you are.
Gil West, Chief Operating Officer at Delta Airlines, gets into what's in it for airline passengers.
Ultimately, it's for our customers and improving the experience for them and really reducing stress and travel friction, save them time and make the experience better. 72% of our customers prefer to use facial over the current process, and there's only a 2% opt-out rate.
Sounds convenient, but what about that whole privacy concern thing?
It's a secure process. It's optional. There's no data that we keep as an airline. We do not save any additional information as part of this.
The journal Scott McCartney adds more perspective.
Government's got your picture when you travel. The government's got all kinds of personal information. When you get to the boarding gate, they've already checked you against the FBI databases and terrorism watch lists and all of that. So you've already lost a lot of your privacy.
We learned that the TSA could roll out facial recognition using passport photos, as it's doing for international travel, because a large percentage of travelers have passports. It could also work in conjunction with the TSA pre-check. However, Congress is already questioning the government rush into biometrics amid a lack of standards. The story continues at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.